covering the crew all season long on WTMJ. This is Brewers Extra Inning. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Bob Brainerd.
Ain't it something what these Milwaukee Brewers are doing? If you heard Josh talking on the postgame show, prior to this postgame show. By the way, I am Bob Brainerd, filling in for Dom on a Tuesday night. This is Brewers Extra Innings. But Josh was touching on it. All the numbers that the Brewers have compiled, all the numbers that Kyle Harrison has compiled, and Craig Kishon and I are going to talk about that during our show tonight. But 16-6 now in the month of May. And while this is going on, and another thing that I want to touch on with Craig tonight from Brewers TV is what's going on with the Chicago Cubs while this is going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. Ain't it something to follow the NL Central and see how things have changed since the month of April when the Cubs looked like they were going to run away and hide, had a couple of 10-game winning streaks, and now after a 12-1 loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, they are in tailspin mode. And the Brewers couldn't be in a better position to find their rhythm, if you will, in this division. And now lead second place St. Louis. Yeah, it's the Cardinals that they gained ground on tonight by knocking them off by the count of 6-0. Not the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs have fallen behind St. Louis. First, they fell behind Milwaukee when the Brewers went to Wrigley Field and beat them. Now they've slipped behind St. Louis, and that margin for Milwaukee is 3.5 games. So, again, ain't it something about how things have changed from month to month, and there's still a few days left in this month of May, but the Brewers have, again, I think it's just finding your rhythm and finding who they are, because here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, and if you're a Brewer fan, wherever you are, you know what that is. You know what Brewer baseball is. You can put your finger on it. You can see how they go about their business on the baseball field. And right now, they are doing that. They are dictating play. Another thing that Josh talked about was the ability lately of the Brewers to get ahead first, get ahead early, give some pad to whoever the starting pitcher is. And I think that's a key that goes a long way as well. And when you see a Kyle Harrison, who is now 6-1, and tonight's effort, 6 innings, no runs, 4 hits, and only 2 strikeouts. Well, if you're a pitcher and you're getting that support, you're getting that defense behind you to help cobble together this shutout tonight, the latest shutout, the 4th of the year, you're able to settle in. You're not having to push that button internally that says to you, I have to go out there and be pinpoint precise. I have to be perfect as a pitcher. No, because this offense has settled in and because the defense is good behind you, you're seeing what Kyle Harrison and others on this team are able to do to get into that comfort zone, that security blanket of knowing you have help and you don't have to be perfect. I wouldn't say that Jacob Mizorowski ever feels a way because he just goes out there and mows people down like he did again yesterday against this St. Louis team. But nevertheless, it's a general vibe here now in Milwaukee that is a comfort zone for the pitchers and comfort zone for the hitters who just seem to, they just go out there and know what they have to do. Sure, you can look at the numbers. You can scratch out the numbers and the averages and say, well, this guy can be better here, and this guy could provide more power, and this guy could provide more on-base opportunities. All of them can say that. You can do that across baseball. But again, when you're looking at what the Brewers do to get themselves into playing Brewer baseball, that, you know, air quotes, Brewer baseball, they have arrived there, folks. They are certainly there in this month of May. And Craig Kishon from Brewers TV joining us now to talk about it. Craig, I was just touching on the fact that it's incredible what this month of May has done for the Milwaukee Brewers. And part two of that, in this NL Central, after how the Cubs started and what the Cubs, that tailspin they're in now and where the Brewers are from a comfort standpoint, it's amazing to see how things have flipped from 1 month to the next.
Yeah, it really is. And this month isn't even over yet, Bob.
Right.
You're absolutely right. The Brewers have found their groove because they're doing what they do best. I mean, they just have excelled, obviously, in pitching. That stands out first and foremost. I don't know how many guys over on the St. Louis side I've talked to the last couple of days, and it's you can barely say hello, and they're like, we're so jealous of all the pitching you guys have. And, you know, the whole league is, though, and the depth is really off the charts. And it's going to be tested, though, probably in the next couple of games with Logan Henderson going on the injured list. And I would imagine tomorrow we could potentially see a combo of Patrick and Drouin. And then Crow's going to pitch on Friday. So you see where it is. You have two bona fide guys pitching like aces going back to back the last couple of nights in the Miz and Harrison. And then you saw the strikeouts yesterday, Bob, what pitching it can do for you. And then tonight you saw the defense go to work. And then you get the right amount of offense. They've had some big innings that have carried them throughout the game, and tonight's fifth inning certainly did that.
I'm glad you mentioned about how Harrison has stepped up and played like an ace on the staff, because if Miz didn't exist, and heaven help us if that didn't happen, but if he wasn't in this equation right now, Craig, what Harrison has done and how he's gone about his business and how he's looked so unrattled, unflappable on the mound, he would be the ace of this staff, wouldn't he?
Well, he probably would, but here's the thing that I'll just throw maybe just some depth into how important a guy like Miz is. I think, and Harrison's talked about this a little bit, I think Harrison is as good as he is because of how good Miz is.
Sure.
I really do. It's his first year with the Brewers. He has not had a chance to excel. He probably hasn't been developed the same way, obviously, as the Brewers have in just this short window of time they've had him on the roster. But to see what Miz has done and to know what Miz went through last year in the second half of the season, just learning how to be a big leaguer in a short amount of time, Harrison's taking some of that with him. And elite athletes lead by just how they carry themselves. And the Miz has really done that, I think, to showcase that to Harrison. But let's face it, watching isn't going to make you a better pitcher. Having the ability to do it is obviously to take the first and foremost on this. So Harrison he's 6-1 with a 1.57 right now, and he's 5-0 in his last six starts with an 0.79. That is, they say, filthy. I mean, there's got to be something better to describe that.
Yeah, he's Craig Kishon from Brewers TV joining me, Bob Brainerd, on Brewers Extra Innings. One other thought, Craig, and you touched on it with Miz, what he has done to lead, certainly by example, when he goes out there and gives the Brewers the results that he has given. But again, just that leadership that you're talking about to set the example for other guys like a Kyle Harrison, that's heady stuff to be able to do that and carry that torch when you're – I mean, you're a kid. You're still learning some things, even though it doesn't look like it. But for him to take on that role as well, pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And I think the thing that I see from him the most is don't be afraid to be you. And we haven't seen a guy like Miz come around as a starter like this maybe ever in Major League Baseball. But it doesn't mean everybody has to be like him. I think he's saying, I can throw like this on a consistent basis for 6 or 7 innings at least. Now you be you, and you do the same thing. Be as consistent and just be the best of who you are. And I think Harrison is, I mean, he's throwing some nasty stuff. We have seen it. But tonight it was ball and play. So if that's the best version of him tonight, that's great, because he's got a great, great defense behind him. And that, you know, it was such a nice trifecta tonight to watch this one in his support.
Sure was. Brewers, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. St. Louis, nothing on 7 hits and no errors. More from Craig and Bob on Brewers Extra Innings when we return. Brewers Extra Innings rolls on a Tuesday night live from American Family Field with summer heat coming fast. It's here today. Don't get caught without a working AC when you need it most. Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical is offering $25 off an AC tune-up, but only through the end of May. Appointments are filling quickly, so act now. Schedule your tune-up today at Sider.com. Before it's too late. Beautiful night at the ballpark, Craig Kishon from Brewers TV. Did you have the shorts on down the right field line tonight because it was so nice?
You know, I was thinking about that, but I was it's funny you mentioned that because I was just talking to some guys before the game and I said, I don't think we should be wearing shorts to the ballpark if we're working, but I guess we could have. Well, we had the polos guys, on, so very lightweight.
Okay. Well, I asked because guys are taking their shirts off now, you know, in bunches up on the stand. So I think, you know, announcers can have shorts on.
I was thinking of doing that, but I don't think I should do that either, Bob.
No, you and me both,
pal. They've become quite the spectacle up there in the fourth deck. Man, they are loud. It's just, I don't know, I get a kick out of it. I don't think I want to participate, but I do get a kick out of it.
No, I don't want to participate either. But you know, I was at the Dodger game the other night when they broke it out in left field, and it sort of reminded me of the Buckethead Brigade. You of course remember that back in the day.
Oh yeah,
when we had the left field section and people kept their Buckethead Brigade T-shirts on, but it was that same kind of vibe, right? It was like a Tuesday night. And you had these fans kind of doing things on their own as a group to try to get the home team fired up.
Yeah, it was. First of all, this one is meaningful in such a different way because they're in the middle of 25 or 30,000 people, which is cool and great. And they got a big group going, and they did roll call for the players in the ninth inning, and the players participated. I mean, that's just awesome stuff for sure. This is a great group of guys that really appreciates the home crowd. But, you know, that Bucket Brigade back in the day, somebody sent me a message on Twitter. They actually had, like, one of the early days of I know you and I both took our turns going up into that one section that was sold out in the entire stadium back in the early 2000s. But, man, we had a good time with those guys, and it just goes to show how loyal these fans have been for how many years. So, fun stuff at the ballpark.
Yeah, they know how to have fun, and it helps when the team is doing what they are doing. I want to just take a step back here and not be, you know, Debbie Downer, but Abner Uribe had a little bit of an excess celebration. And I'm sure the guys with the shirts off enjoyed it, and a lot of fans enjoyed it. But you may have heard Pat Murphy. He was not thrilled with it. And I like it, Craig, because everybody loves Murph, right? And Murph is, you know, he's happy-go-lucky. You know, he's easygoing. He's a player's manager, and he is all of those things. But Murph knows, too, how he wants the game to be played. So you know he's going to have a discussion with Abner about this is how we want to act as a baseball team and as players on the Milwaukee Brewers. So I personally like the fact that Murph, not that he's calling out Abner, but the fact that there's a way to do things the right way and the way we want things to be done to be a winning ball club and have that look in the process.
Yeah, I mean, the only way this club is going to succeed is if it stays within itself, and you have to be the best teammate. You can't put yourself on the outside of the inner circle on purpose.
Yeah.
And you know that was almost like I'm asking to be out because I'm so angry at something, you know, and he's got to rein it in. I mean, I'm you know, there's so much chirping between the ball clubs, you know, during the game and stuff. We all understand that, and much more goes on than anybody will ever know. These guys can hear each other very well. They know what gestures are. They know what hand signals are. They know what eye glare is. They know everything, and that's how they communicate one way or the other, whether they're pissed off at you as, you know, an opponent or not, or whatever the case may be. But he cannot single himself out like that. And I thought Murph addressed it well. He met him at the top of the step of the dugout when he came in at the end of that half inning. And Uribe didn't stop for very long. He went into the dugout and Murph followed him all the way in. And I know that they had their talk, and I know Murphy had addressed it afterwards with the team and stuff. And I think that Oliver Marmol over on the other side and Murph had a exchange of words or two across the dugouts in the ninth inning. But Murph made it very clear after the game that there's no place in baseball for that, or especially on this team. And we kind of thought that potentially something like that could warrant a look by Major League Baseball and potentially face a one-game suspension. And they'll look at that. There's just – you can't be doing that stuff. You just can't be.
No, I agree, Craig. And Murph made the point in the postgame to say, look when this happened in the ballgame. It's 6-0, you know?
Yeah.
And that's another thing that he's going to impress upon Abner, is to say – you're just going out there and you're doing your job, and you did your job, and you preserved the shutout. That's the message you send. You don't need the individual messages, because, again, this is how he wants his team to be. And the team is going out there and shutting out the second place team in your division. There's the message. End of story.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, first and foremost, Abner's got to do his job in the eighth inning. And He had trouble finishing getting that third out. I mean, he got the first two outs pretty quickly. And then you do a two-out walk to set the stage for Jordan Walker. You want to face him with a runner on in a game that shouldn't get out of hand, but could. And then he gets a base hit, and then he finally gets the strikeout on the challenge call. But, man, if he loses that challenge, it's two. Now you got to collect yourself and get back on the mound and get through this inning. So that was borderline debacle. And thankfully it didn't turn out that way. But, man, if he gets suspended, that's a game without one of your top pitchers in the back end of that bullpen.
Yeah, and as Craig mentioned, they're already going to piecemeal something together for the afternoon start tomorrow against St. Louis, and then go on to Houston and new face there as well. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, we'll dissect and dive a little bit more into this NL Central Division. Where did the Chicago Cubs go? Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings. Bob in for Dom on a Tuesday night as Milwaukee beats St. Louis 6-0 here at American Family Field. Buying or selling on Brewers Extra Innings, brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, trust Tony Wendorf and Associates, one of the top real estate teams in Wisconsin. They're powered by Keller Williams. They bring faith, family, and a red carpet experience to every home deal. Step up to the plate with a winning team behind you. WendorfTeam.kw.com. I am joined by my good friend, Craig Kishon of Brewers TV. Mr. Kishon, the Cubs lost again to the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-1. The losing skid continues. What in the world is going on? I know this is Brewers Extra Innings, but right now we got to talk about this, because Milwaukee, what they are doing while the Cubs are doing this, it is just extending this crazy lead that used to be flip-flop not that long ago with the Cubs in front of the Brewers.
What a bizarre season they've had. I said this last night on the show that I thought the way that the Cubs, you know, kind of got going and earlier on in the season when they were playing, you know, really well, I thought, well, this is counts his third season there, and they're starting to play like he would put together the team. But, you know, it's going to take time. Their defense was better. Their pitching was better. Their offense should be good. I mean, they've got some studs with the bats there. But what did they have? Two 10-game winning streaks, and now they have a 10-game losing streak. That's
right.
That is crazy stuff right there. And they're in last place. They're tied with Pittsburgh for last place. And when this 10-game winning streak started, I think they were in first place. I think the Brewers may have started this. It seems so long ago. It's too bad they haven't won since then. But That's on them. I think the thing that I see with this team is, and this is something the Brewers have had now for several years, the Brewers have depth. They can do a pretty good job of covering with decent depth. I mean, look what they did without Yelich in the lineup and Vaughn in the lineup and Churio in the lineup for over a month. They hung tough. They never were out of anything. And yeah, they had a 6-game losing streak and a 4-game losing streak, but still they won some ball games and they didn't lose their confidence. They were still in a lot of games. And I think this Cubs team just doesn't have the same depth really in all facets that the Brewers have right now. And I think that's another thing that just separates Milwaukee from a lot of other teams in baseball right now. They have the fourth best record in all of baseball right now. They have their run differential is plus 77. The Cubs is plus 8. You know, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be that way, but it is, because that's just Brewer baseball.
When you say Brewer baseball, Craig, you and I know what that means. Folks here at American Family Field know what that means. When Craig Counsell went from Milwaukee to Chicago, and I heard some fans, like baseball fans, not just Brewers or Cubs fans, but baseball fans, and they would say things like, well, he's going to go down there and he's going to reproduce what he did in Milwaukee because look at all the success he had. But you know what? You can't do that. You can't say you're going to do that. And if you are going to do that and try to recreate the Milwaukee Brewers in Cubs uniforms, it's going to take a lot of time, because Craig Counsell inherited what he had. He inherited the organization and the type of hitters and the type of pitchers that they already had. You can't just, you know, do Etch-a-Sketch, shake it, and start all over and say, now we're going to plug in the guys like I had in Milwaukee. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work all the way that way, but they can still assemble a team that resembles what a manager, how a manager wants to manage a ball game. And it takes a lot. It takes the right mix in the bullpen. It takes the right, obviously, starters in your rotation. And then as far as, can they afford players that the Brewers can't afford? I think that's always been the big, you know, the big discrepancy between big market versus small market. And I think the thing that you can't replicate the most is between a big market and small market teams. Look at the Mets right now. I mean, it's the same thing. You can't replicate hunger. You can't replicate, I'd rip my heart out for my teammate. And I'm not saying that, you know, these other clubs don't have it, but I think it's different. It's different here with these guys. I mean, a lot of these guys are getting an opportunity to play Major League Baseball because they're talented. And I'm not saying nobody else wants them, but the right people here in this franchise are finding that, and they're finding the right mix. I mean, think of this. You've got tonight's starter in Harrison. You've got Drone, who might be pitching tomorrow, and you got Hamilton, who started at shortstop today for the Brewers. And they came over basically for Caleb Durbin. I mean, they basically came over for him. And it's not working out in Boston the way it's working out here with these three guys, that's for sure. But again, we've talked about it. It's a credit to who you find to bring into your roster, to your franchise, and then of course it's how you develop them. The pitching development is just off the charts, how good it has been and how quickly guys like Harrison and Jerome can pick it up and really turn into, you know, big time stars and not just guys that not sure how they fit on any team in baseball.
See, Craig's a professional because we're talking about the Cubs, but he brings it back. It has a Milwaukee Brewer angle, so I appreciate that.
I already
that.
Said that the losing streak doesn't bother me. It's too bad.
No. Well, final thought, my friend, okay? 10 in a row, last place, and yes, they had the winning streak, and yes, you can say it's early in Chicago, but would they dare? Would they dare fire their manager? And you can have the snap answer and say, no, that's not going to happen. But we've already seen it happen in Major League Baseball. But now, all right, let's put the Cubs under the microscope. Do they dare pull the trigger and let Craig Counsell go and let a new voice in there to try to get things turned around?
Well, I think it's a natural thought process to go to, especially, you know, you look at a team that should not have 10-game losing streaks. They just shouldn't.
Right.
But they're going to, you know, they have some natural excuses. They're starting rotations in disarray with the injuries that they've gone through. And that's the Brewers know that's no excuse. You still got to figure out a way to find a way to win. One franchise has done a really good job of that, and the other one, quite frankly, hasn't. I mean, they've had injuries that they have not been able to overcome in his 3 years down there, and that goes back to my original point that they just don't have the same depth that this franchise does. So I don't, you know, with the wild card situation now, I mean, look at the Phillies. They're back to 500 out in the East, but they're still 9 or 10 games behind the Braves. So what do they have to hang on to? Wild card, because they're only like a couple of games out. So it's too early to think that could seriously happen. Of course, now tomorrow they'll lose 11 straight and it'll happen. But, you know, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think they're too committed to him, to be honest with you. It would be admitting some really huge mistake when they have been in the playoffs with Counsell as their manager and stuff. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that they'll stick in this race somehow.
Yeah. Well, one thing's for sure: the natives are restless on the south side, on the north side. That's for sure. They are not happy when the team is going as bad as it has been going. But to the Brewers' benefit, they have had a terrific month of May, and they are taking advantage. First place and another shutout tonight over the second place St. Louis Cardinals. 6-0 was the final score. He is Craig Kishon from Brewers TV. Thank you, pal, for joining me. Always fun chatting with you.
All right, you got it, Bob. We'll do it again soon, and appreciate it always.
You bet. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, highlights, Murph, and more. Coming to you live from American Family Field, Bob Brainerd in for Dom on a Tuesday night. Milwaukee shuts out the St. Louis Cardinals, 6-0 the final score. And tonight's Player of the Game is brought to you by International Autos Group. And just like our MVP tonight, you can drive into summer in style. Save up to $15,000 on select in-stock models. Visit IAMilwaukee.com. That's International Autos, where ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Kyle Harrison's going to get the nod, and he was ordinary and extraordinary. So that's fitting, because ordinary only had 2 strikeouts, but didn't walk a batter. Only gave up 4 hits, went 6 full innings, 6 shutout innings. His ERA is microscopic. He was very efficient, extraordinary, if you will, tonight. And Brewers skipper Pat Murphy agreed.
Exactly. I think he pitched tonight. He wasn't as crisp as he's been, but yeah, that's a good hitting team, and he did great. You know, I thought he did great. I think he executed pitches. William and him worked together. I thought it was really good. So
you talked about wanting to see that breaking ball come along to support the fastball. So what did you think of the way he?
Yeah, I think it was really good. You know, I think it was really good how he did that, and it really was the difference maker. I think, you know what I mean, he didn't have his best heater, but he had they had good enough stuff to keep him off balance, made some good pitches. We played great defense behind him, you know.
What have you liked about the poise you've seen from him in the situation for 2 on, no one out?
He may be a rookie in terms of, I don't know how many starts. What do we got here?
Jesus Christ.
Career. Huh?
Career, you mean?
Yeah. I don't know what what that categorizes him as, but you know, he those experiences helped him, because you can see he's not acting like a rookie. He's his poise is much better than that, and yeah.
Which of the two Hamilton plays? Impressive.
Yeah, it was great. I always kid him that he can't jump, but he proved me wrong right in front of the whole world. So that'll be on ESPN at some point, because that was
Is that who shows the great plays? Is it still ESPN or is it
top 10?
They still do.
Yeah.
He'll make that. That was pretty special. And the play in the hole was incredible. So, yeah, he's a great athlete. Great athlete. He had some good at bats too. The first two at bats were good. It just had nothing to show for it. But. Yeah, that's unacceptable. Yeah, it's just unacceptable. I don't know what got over him. I mean, he's been an emotional guy, but that kind of thing, that's just not how we do things, and I was embarrassed by it. And, you know, why are we doing it? It's a 6-0 game. What are we doing there? And there must be something deeper that I don't know about. I love the kid. Believe me, I love the kid. There's so much good in this kid. He's been so great for us in so many ways, but that's unacceptable. So whatever's going on, you can't tolerate that for his teammates and for everything else. It's just not. It's not going to be tolerated. That's all there's to it. So.
Process-wise, Murph, is that already handled?
Well, I've already talked to him about it, but we haven't. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the MLB did something. You know what I mean? Like that's just you don't do that. Okay, we all have emotions, we all feel things, and have our personal likes and dislikes. But and emotions run high. We understand that. Home runs, strikeouts, ninth inning saves. You know, the thing that I think about is if that challenge got overturned, you know, you got to reset and go back out there and pitch. You know, this is Major League Baseball. You know, guys can reset, boom, base hit, dumper, homer, and all of a sudden it's 6-5. You know, so it's like, you know, that kind of stuff is just we just. There's no place for it. If you're trying to be a really good team, if you're trying to repeat the kind of things we've done the last couple of years, if you're trying to do that and more, that stuff is there's no part of it in the game.
So the Brewers take care of business tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. 6-0 the final score. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow afternoon to close out this homestand. When we return on Brewers Extra Innings, highlights from tonight's 6-0 win over the Redbirds. Man, felt like summertime tonight in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Warm weather during the day and beautiful weather tonight here at American Family Field. Bob Brainerd in for Dom on Brewers Extra Innings. It was a great night to be at the ballpark and enjoy the roof wide open and enjoy the Brewers putting another win on the scoreboard. 6-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Time to relive it with tonight's highlights.
Ready for this? This
brought it back, ho, ho, ho.
And this
it is gone.
Time for tonight's highlights.
St. Louis sent out Michael McGreevy, who has been very good for the Redbirds this season, and he and Kyle Harrison, the Brewers starter, they locked up scoreless through the first three innings. Pitchers duel, but then in the bottom of the fourth, Jake Bowers opened up the scoring.
The 0-1. Hit in the air into right field. Backing up, Jordan Walker. Still back on the track. Looking up. See you later. Into the Cardinals bullpen goes Jake Bowers with a solo home run.
And then in the fifth inning, Milwaukee did some serious damage. They loaded the bases against McGreevy. And then William Contreras unloaded them.
First offering to Contreras is a fly ball into right center field. Scott is back. It's going to be over his head. One hop the wall. Yelich is in. Around third is Churio. He's going to score. It's a two-run double for Wild Bill Contreras. And the Brewers lead it 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth.
Yep, Wild Bill plating a pair to make it 3-0. And then still in the fifth inning, Garrett Mitchell cleaned them all off.
2-0. And Garrett, a drive, center field, deep, it is gone! A three-run blast for Garrett Mitchell. His third of the season, and the Brewers have broken this game open in the fifth. It is 6-0 Milwaukee.
More than enough for Kyle Harrison tonight. He just He let the game come to him. He let the defense help himself out. Only had two strikeouts, but didn't walk anybody. Six full innings, only four hits allowed. Kyle Harrison was efficient.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, played by Hamilton. Throws to first in time. Harrison is through six scoreless here tonight at American Family Field. The ground ball has been his friend, and his defense has answered the call as well.
Indeed, on both occasions, Harrison gets the win. He's now 6-1, and the ERA sparkling. When we come back on Brewers Extra Innings, we will get you set for Game 3 and the finale of this series and this homestand in Milwaukee. Bob Brainer with you in for Dom on a Tuesday night back here at American Family Field, where Milwaukee was a 6-0 winner over St. Louis. Brewers won their second in a row. Cubs, if you didn't hear, have lost their 10th in a row. Fell 12-1 to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. So Milwaukee, they've pushed the Cubs all the way back. The Cubs have pushed themselves all the way back to last place with Pittsburgh in the division. And Milwaukee has a lead now over the St. Louis Cardinals, who are in second place. Cards will try to salvage one tomorrow afternoon. Brewers will go for the sweep. It'll be an afternoon delight as Dustin May, 3-5, ERA of 5.00 and 42 strikeouts, takes the hill for the Redbirds. Brewers, as you've heard a few times tonight, they're going to kind of piecemeal this puzzle together tomorrow because, well, Logan Henderson went on the IL, and so they got to just kind of bullpen it. So expect a Shane Drone to be in there. Expect maybe Chad Patrick. Certainly Ashby will probably pitch at some point, and you're just going to, if you're Pat Murphy and Chris Hook, you're going to just piecemeal something together, but they haven't named a specific starter. It'll be a lot of guys all hands on deck to try to close this one out tomorrow afternoon. 12:10 is the pregame show along the lines on the Brewer Baseball Radio Network, and 12:40, the first pitch from Milwaukee here at American Family Field. That'll do it for this Tuesday edition. For our producer pressing all the right buttons back in the studio, Matt Yezel. For Craig Kishon from Brewers TV, this is Bob Brainerd. Thanks for joining us as Milwaukee beats St. Louis tonight, 6-0 the final score. Thank you, everybody.